difficult questions, which brings me to an even tougher question. What in the world is the office doing in this case? The petitioner withdrew, refuses to defend its win. The district court case was dismissed. It's over. What is the interest of the office in this conflict? There's no Article III conflict between the office and this applicant. There's no, even if the office prevails and there's an estoppel, it only affects this petitioner who's already withdrawn. Why is the office squandering its time and talent in this debate after the petitioner withdrew?
Your Honor, the statute gives the office the right to intervene in any appeal, right?
The statute can be interpreted as saying anything the office wants to do, they can do. I doubt very much that when the director was authorized to intervene, that that meant in anything that anybody felt like intervening in. But in a situation where you were defending some jurisdictional issue, here we have a expensive, heavily contested contest, appeal, continuing, withdrawn in the district court. Nobody seems to care except the office. Why should it matter?
The office cares because, in large part, this was a challenge to the procedures of the office. And the office has an interest in assuring that its board and the manner in which the board is applying the AIA receives at least a counterpoint consideration. And this court, in many instances in which cases where the petitioner has dropped out, has asked the PTO to participate or whether we will participate. Now, admittedly, we do not have an order like that in this case. But the director has exercised her statutory authority to participate in the appeal, and that is largely why. It is to protect the integrity of the USPTO office's proceedings and the statute.
Okay, we'll see. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Actor.
Thank you, Your Honor.